Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Brachos, Daf Yud, Brachos 10, and on 10a at the top of the page, the Gemara tells us two stories about Bruria. Bruria was married to Rabbi Meir, and she was also the daughter of Rabbi Hananiah ben Taradion, who was one of the 10 martyrs who we pray about on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. So Bruria, in her own right, was a great scholar, and the rabbis praise her in the Tosefta, and also in Tractate Pesachim 62b, it's brought down that there was once one day where she learned 300 laws on one day from the Chachamim. So she was obviously a great scholar. So today's Daf Yomi, she acts differently, and in two different circumstances, and we see her powerful wit and wisdom. So Hanu Bruyoni, there were these people who were Bruyoni. These are generally speaking like people who are called Ami Aretz, or ignorant or wicked people. Davei Bishvuse the Rebbe Meir, that they lived in the neighborhood of her husband, Rebbe Meir. Vavu Kometzarwe Tuva, and they were really harassing and vexing Rabbi Meir. So Havakabai Rabbi Meir Rachmi Alayu. So Rabbi Meir prayed for them. Ki hechidu emutu. Rabbi Meir wanted them to die because they were really nasty people, and they were giving him a hard time. And so here he prayed that they should die, even though earlier we said on 7a that it's not appropriate for a righteous person to curse a wicked person. Here Rabbi Meir was doing this because maybe they were even more wicked than earlier, or maybe he saw that these were up to really dangerous activities. So for this reason, Rabbi Meir cursed them. But at that moment, Bruria came to him. Amrle Bruria de Beisau. Bruria, his wife, said to him, "My datach, why are you praying for them to die? Are you praying for them to die because there's a verse in Psalms 104:35 which states, Yitamu chataim in aretz, which means that David HaMelech prayed that the wicked people should, the sinners, the chataim, should die from the earth." She says, "That's not a proof." She says to her husband, "Miksiv chotim." It doesn't say the sinners, meaning as the people who are sinning. Rather, chataim ksiv. Rather, it refers to their sins. This is not actually the literal interpretation, but she was able to do that because sometimes the word chotim is written without a vav. And so therefore, she says, we're only really should be praying for their sins to disappear from the earth, not the actual sinners. And furthermore, she says, "Vod shafo a sefer dekra." Go to the end of this verse. Go to the end of this verse, and there it states, "Rasham od einam." There will be no more wicked person, which means she says, "Di tamu chataim." Let the sins disappear. Let them stop sinning. Rasham od einam, and then there won't be any more wicked people in the world. Well, first of all, this is what she was saying, and so when Rabbi Meir heard this, by Rachmi Elayu, Rabbi Meir prayed for them to lahadru b'tshuva, that they should repent, and indeed that is what happened. That they repented and they fulfilled the verse Rasham Odeinam, that there were no longer wicked people, and so therefore by Rachmei Vahadru B'tshuva, indeed Rabbi Meir prayed for them, and they repented. So he prayed for their souls, and this is a little bit difficult because we have this concept that somebody else can pray for somebody else to repent. That's complicated. So some explain that they had a streak for good in them, and so therefore he was praying for that streak to be opened up. But a more logical explanation is that she was saying, to me it sounds like a more logical explanation is that she was saying, you know what, maybe if you try being nice to them and you show them the power of prayer and show them the power of reaching out and being good to others, maybe they will indeed repent. And so I don't know that it's meant to be taken literally, that he actually prayed to God and that is what caused them to repent, but rather the spirit of warmth and openness that he showed them is what caused them to change their ways. But then there was another case where Bruria acts differently. Amarlahu ahu tzeduki l'Bruria. So the Sadducee said to Bruria, it says in the verse, Rani akarav lo yalada. The verse says in Isaiah 54:1, "Rejoice, O barren one who has not given birth." And then it states in that verse in Isaiah chapter 54 verse 1, it says all these women who are barren are supposed to be rejoicing. So the Sadducee comes to her and he says, Mishum de Yalda, Rani, because she has not given birth yet, she should be rejoicing. It doesn't make sense. Obviously, it does make sense because the prophet means that in the future, the barren woman will rejoice. But this is how Beria answered him. She said, Shetaya, fool, Shafil was safe with the crow. Go to the end of that verse where it says, Ki rabim b'nei shomema mi b'nei v'u'a amar Hashem, because in the time of redemption, there will be more people from the children of Jerusalem who are now shomema, desolate. There will be more than the people of Edom who are right now greater than the people of the refugees. And so therefore rejoice, because those who are refugees now will one day be more numerous. And the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, what does it mean, barren one who has not yet given birth? She says, it means, Rani Knesset Yisrael, rejoice the Knesset Yisrael, the children of Israel, Shadomel Isha Akara Shalol Yawada, Banam Gehenim Kevasecho. She says, rejoice the children of Israel who, but unlike you, as opposed to you, who are similar to the barren woman whose children are going to be going to Gehenna. I mean to say, the children of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, are similar to the barren woman who is going to be rejoicing. But you, on the other hand, you're going to be ending up in Gehenna, so in hell. So in this case, Beria takes a totally different approach. She doesn't try being nice to the Sadducee. She tries cursing him. So what's the difference between these two cases? You'd have to say that Beria understood that in some cases there are people who are redeemable, and such people it's worth it to try and cause them to repent. Other cases the situation is too far gone, and so she no ability to do anything other than to say you're too far gone and curse them.